WKGC, your local public radio station. Pleased to have D. Lawrence Smith on the line. We've been talking about how he got started in music and his 30-year career backing up big-name artists, and now he's decided to step into the spotlight to put out his own album. We talked about Anita Baker, but you've also backed up a number of other big-name stars. What is it like to work with these A-listers? You've worked with, in addition to Anita Baker, Cher, Elton John. Do these folks ever let you collaborate, or do you just play the notes you're told?
Well, I think the most collaborative venture is with Stevie Nicks, because she gives me about a minute and 30 seconds, somewhere around there, to do a piano intro to one of her piano ballads. That's happened on every tour that we've been on. It could be, I wrote a piano intro to Rhiannon. And so I have about a minute and 30. And every time I do a duet with her, where it's just piano and vocal, I've had the opportunity to write something before the song starts. And it feels like a collaborative effort when we do the songs, because it's never the same.
Great.
So I would say Stevie Nicks provided that opportunity. But everyone else, yeah, pretty much basically play what's there, mm-hmm. What they've done.
Right. Right. Now, do you prefer, you've done all kinds of backup gigs for different genres of artists. Do you prefer the jazz circuit? Because that is, your new album is a jazz album.
Yeah, you know what? It's not so much preferential, but that's my default.
Okay.
I love jazz, and that's what my dad introduced me to, that genre. And I think that's my base. But and I think that's the one. The improvisational aspect of jazz is what really turns me on. So, yeah, I would gravitate towards that genre.
Right.
And then everything else is just gravy.
Okay, great. Well, tell us, you do have a new album out. You've been doing this for a long time, finally decided to put out your first album. How did you know it was time to do that?
You know, I think when the soul is ready, things just, the universe just opens up and it appears to help you out. But I've been wanting to do it now for over 12 years, but I've always been distracted by touring and other things. Just, I have a wife and I have two kids, so mm-hmm. Just life sort of got in the way with me finishing this album. And things have sort of settled down. My kids are older. I'm older.
Right.
So, and I'm starting to settle down a little bit, but and travel less.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just an opportunity now for me to finally get this music off my chest and flush it out and just share it with people and get some feedback. And so far, the feedback has been awesome.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Your new album, it's very interesting. I would say it is smooth jazz, but there's a lot more going on in the background.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of interesting production and done some unique things. Have you been writing those songs the whole 30 years you've been touring, or was that something you finally said, I'm going to finally sit down and do this?
I have been writing. Some of these songs are almost 30, 40 years old.
Okay.
I remember, at least some of the chord progressions are.
Mm-hmm.
The bony track that I did hand in hand. Those chords,
mm-hmm.
and those progressions in 79 when I was a freshman in college.
Wow.
I take that back. When I was a junior in college. So
okay.
81, 82.
All right.
And I'd always play those chords or fumble around with that progression on every sound check on every tour I've been on. So I finally sat down and I finally finished it, sent the track over to Boney. And he did a wonderful job, as usual.
Tell us what your new album's called and where we can purchase that.
It's called Time and Space. It's Time Plus Space. And you can purchase it on any digital outlets, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play. You can stream it on Spotify and Pandora and Tidal. So it's pretty accessible. And you can go to my website, and there's a link. And that website is dlawrencesmith.com.
D. Lawrence, a new jazz artist, or an old new jazz artist, the first solo release from D. Lawrence Smith. Check out his website and some great smooth jazz music. Thanks so much for talking to us today and letting us learn a little bit more about you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I enjoyed it.
I've got one of the tracks off your new album, Time and Space. This is Hand in Hand featuring Boney James. It's D. Lawrence Smith on 90.7 FM and HD.